happy childhood friends, and I might drive you around the bend. But I'm sure it's crazy kids to work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
Oh, you had something you wanted to say. It looks like you had something you wanted to say.
Yes, I just wanted to quickly introduce you, Jack Shepherd,
okay,
and then tell the sex pots and the bug sex bugs.
Yeah,
bug pots, bed pots, good. And the bug pots.
Yeah,
that you had an important bit, like a episode long bit you wanted to do.
And oh, right.
You were, and it was an accent, and you were going to do it now.
Okay, yeah. Hey, it's me. You want me
that
to do
didn't sound like an accent.
Yeah.
That just sounded like you saying, hey, it's me.
Okay, yeah. But it's Italian me.
Oh, Italian.
Yeah.
Italian Jack.
Hey, pizza pie.
Is that what... I think we should do that the whole episode, because I think... And I don't know if this is true.
Yeah.
But I've heard people say, and I think I've heard you say...
Yeah.
That it's the last acceptable thing that you can be.
Yeah, you're allowed to...
Against.
You can do a funny Italian accent, and it's not... I mean, it will be. It's one of those things where it's like, you know how like Friends seemed fine, and then in retrospect, it's like pretty problematic.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
This is one where like
Red BuzzFeed.
10 years, people will be like, yeah, that one episode where they did like Waluigi voice for like the whole episode.
Yeah. So we'll do that.
Yeah. Let's talk about this movie. It's called Moonstruck.
Moonstruck.
Yeah.
Finally, I texted you today and I said, sorry, you're going to have to remind me what the movie was because I never remember.
Yeah.
And you said Moonstruck, and I thought to myself, finally.
Yeah.
Werewolves. The Lycan.
The Lycan, yeah. And in some ways, that's true, right? There's a lot of wolf stuff.
Well, there's a wolf inside of Nick Cage.
You're a wolf.
I'm a wolf.
Yeah. You're... The big party has no words, and it's a wolf.
Yeah, should we talk about that? I think that's important. That's maybe
there's
where
a wolf
I want to start.
Of me too.
This is a fantastic film. It's a film from the 80s. I watched it in the 80s.
I didn't watch it in the 80s. Today was the first time I had ever seen it.
It's like feral Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, it's a very young Nicolas Cage. And
it's really fun.
A wild man.
He's a wild man.
He's as hairy as like a gorilla.
I've been thinking about this film in the context of, because it's like its vibe is different, and I think the vibe that it has is the vibe of a fairy tale.
Okay.
It's like a fairy tale.
There's like definitely fairy tale-y parts, like with the moon being like a...
Yeah.
It's sort of like Majora's Mask moon rules.
It's kind of a heightened reality too. Like there's the moon and like they have interactions with one another that... shouldn't go the way that they do. Like he's like asking her to marry him and
yeah,
reneging on it, and like
wild. Everything in this movie is wild. It's
I think
the weirdest
that, like,
movie.
I think it's useful to think about this film as Nicolas Cage as the big bad wolf, and it's like a fairy tale. But like, what if you choose the wolf? What if you choose wildness? What if you choose danger?
Wow.
What if you choose feral Nicolas Cage? You know,
I had never thought of it that way.
Nice choice.
Well, we see what happens.
Yeah.
The movie ends pretty abruptly, and you're like, oh, I guess it's just happily ever after.
In what way does it end abruptly?
They're like eating a pizza pie.
Yeah, that's amore.
And it's amore.
Yeah.
And her fiance comes in, says, I can't marry you. Nicolas Cage says, I'll marry you. And then it rolls credits.
Yeah.
I expected a whole other act. I was settling in for act three.
That makes no sense. That's
now here we are. Now the tension is here. Ah, the
expectations
brother
of this
is
film make no sense.
The brother is back, but now Cher and Nicolas Cage are in love. Let's see what's going to happen next. Movie ends.
No, that's no one feels that way. No one has had that experience with this movie, except you. We should say what happens. So the premise, if you haven't seen it, you should see it. It's a beautiful, it's a gorgeous movie, and it has this kind of fairy tale, whimsical atmosphere.
Yeah, it's
to
almost
it.
Like The Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask.
It's a lot like Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask.
Do you want me to describe the film?
Yes.
Here's what happens.
Yeah. I lost my hand.
Yeah, Nicolas Cage loses his hand.
Bride. That's what he says.
He says it.
it's awesome.
I lost my hand. I lost my bride.
There's a guy called Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny.
And he wants to get married to Sherry.
Johnny has his hand. Johnny has his bride. That's what he says, Nicolas Cage.
Johnny has his hand. Johnny has his bride. You want me to take my heartbreak, put it away, and forget?
And he wants to get married to Cher.
Yeah.
The Cher.
The Cher. The Cher. Yeah. What if this guy, this fucking guy, is like, I want to marry Cher. Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck. Only Sonny can do that.
Oh, okay. I didn't know they were married.
I thought they were. Not anymore.
I think he passed.
I think that they divorced and that he was bad.
Well, I think he's passed.
Okay. Well, I think maybe
if I remember correctly,
it
was a ski accident.
Okay. I guess it sounds like you know a lot about it.
Yeah. So maybe you should shut up.
Yeah. Do you
know your place? Anyway, it's
the original. Do you know? This is a fun fact.
Yeah.
Original title for that song was Do You Believe in Life After a Ski Accident?
I don't know if they were allowed to do jokes about Sonny Bono's ski accident.
All right.
Should I look up if we're like past the threshold?
No! Keep saying the movie.
You did this.
No, I did not do this.
1998. No, that's when he left office.
Please stop. Please. Please, no one cares. They can Wikipedia this themselves. No one gives a shit. Literally no one cares.
Yes, they were married, by the way.
Yeah.
I know you were worried about that.
I know they were married. Please stop.
Cause of death, skiing accident.
It was a ski accident. I believed you the first time.
So that was quite some time ago.
Then what happens?
Here's what happens. She agrees, but she's like not super into it, and her family doesn't like Johnny.
Because he's like a mama's boy.
Like with her mom and dad. Yeah, and he's a mama's boy. And then he's like, okay, well.
And the reason he wants to marry her is that his mom is dying.
Yeah.
And he wants
I have to go to. I have to fly back to the old country.
Yeah.
And like watch my mom die.
Yeah.
And then I'll come back and we can get married. So she leaves. Oh, and he's like, one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
Go and invite my brother to the wedding. He's a madman. He's like a beast. He's like a beast man. And we don't get along, so you have to invite
him. Oh, yeah, and we haven't spoken in 5 years. We had a falling out, and you have to invite him, but like it would be fucked if my brother doesn't come to our wedding.
There's one thing about this wedding I want you to do. I want you to call his number. It's a business number. You ask for Ronnie. Invite him to the wedding.
Okay, well, who is it?
It's my younger brother.
You got a brother?
We haven't spoken in 5 years. There was some bad blood. I want you to call him and invite him to the wedding. Will you do it?
Sure.
International flight number 604.
Yeah.
And she's like, fine, I'll do it.
So she goes to get a pizza pie.
Yeah.
At the pizza pie store.
Yeah.
Where Nicolas Cage works.
Yeah.
I think, or is it a deli? I don't remember. No, it's a pizza pie store.
It's a pizza pie store. It's bread. It's all bread. It's bread.
Bakery.
It's bread. It's a breakery. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's aptly titled because he breakeries his fucking fingers off, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He,
his brother comes in and says, I'm going to get married to this beautiful woman that you're
So Nicolas Cage tells his story when Cher goes.
And Jack's already said a majority of it, but you go ahead. Deliver the whole speech.
Okay. Cher goes to see him eventually. And she's like, hey, your brother, I'm getting married to your brother. I want to formally invite you to the wedding. And he's like, well, guess what? Fucking my brother and I are super not friends anymore. And the reason is because I was cutting some bread, slicing some bread.
Yeah.
And he distracted me. And then I sliced all the fingers off my hand. And then she's like,
he's a chain wolf.
Yeah. And it's his fault. And then he goes, I lost my hand. I lost my bride. Oh, then he was like, he was engaged to be married to someone.
Oh, yeah, and she left him because she didn't like his...
Because she didn't like his maimed hand. And then he was like, Johnny has his hand. Johnny has his bride. And I've got to help me remember the specific thing that he says. Because she's like, well, that doesn't sound like it's his fault.
That's not Johnny's fault.
And he says something really funny. I'm going to look it up because it's...
He does say something really funny.
I'm going to find it.
Yeah, so he's a wild man. He's like a beast man. And he's flailing all over the place. He says... like Rhonda, give me the knife, or give me the biggest knife over there.
Yeah.
You want me to come to the wedding of my brother Johnny? Where's my wedding? Chrissy, over by the wall. Bring me the big knife.
No, Ronnie.
Bring me the big knife. I'm gonna cut my throat.
Maybe I should come back another time.
No, I want you to see this. I want you to watch me kill myself so you can tell my brother Johnny on his wedding day, okay? Chrissy, bring me the big knife!
I tell you, I won't do it!
She won't do it.
And there's all the women who work in this pizza shop love him. He's pretty hunky. Hashtag yeah. Spoon for sure.
I found what he says.
Okay.
He's like, he tells a story. He's like, yeah, my brother distracted me and then I sliced my fingers off because he like drew my attention to something else. And she's like, that does not seem like it's his fault. And then Nicolas Cage says,
I don't care. I ain't no freaking monument to justice.
I lost my hand.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That is funny.
That's good. Yeah.
And then they
and so he has a wooden hand.
Yeah. And she's like, can I come over? We'll talk about this. And she comes over and she's like, you're a wolf. You're a chained wolf. You chewed off your own hand.
Yes. Cool. To escape.
Very
to
cool
escape
thing
from
to
this.
Say.
Very cool to say. She implies that the wife who left them because of his mangled hand, it was actually he did it. It wasn't the right thing. And the thing that he needs is true love.
You know, the woman was a trap for you. She caught you and you couldn't get away. So you chewed off your own foot. That was the price you had to pay for your freedom. You know, Johnny had nothing to do with it. You did what you had to do between you and you. And now you're afraid because you know the big part of you is a wolf that has the courage to bite off its own hand to save itself from the trap of the wrong love. That's why there's been no woman since that wrong woman, okay? You're scared to death of what the wolf will do if you try and make that mistake again.
What are you doing?
I'm telling you your life.
Stop it.
No.
And wow, does he find it. Because she's
big
a babe.
Boy, they do big
he's
sex.
He's a babe. They do a big sex. And, like, it's passionate. It's fiery. And it's, like, out of the blue. And it's surprising. And
we've watched so many, like, romance movies now. None of them have big sexes.
Yeah.
I expected all of them. All the books have big sexes.
I think the more I think about this, the more I'm so right. Imagine if Little Red Riding Hood chose the wolf. You know,
go write on Letterboxd about it.
Let's do a fanfic of it.
A fanfic of this movie?
No, of Little Red Riding Hood choosing the big bad wolf.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I think someone did.
Yeah,
it's called Moonstruck.
Yeah, and that's it. It's good, right?
Yeah.
And so they fall in love, but she's like, "I'm still married."
It's not a choice.
What?
In the Little Red Riding Hood, you keep saying she chose the wolf, but it's never a choice.
No, I'm saying what if she did?
I know, but she's never given the choice to choose the wolf and something else.
There's a moment when she has a choice.
When?
When she realizes it's a wolf and she runs away.
Chops its head off?
I mean, she doesn't.
Woodsman does.
The woodsman does.
Yeah.
She chooses to allow the death of the wolf rather than choosing the darkness.
Well, that's to save her grandmother.
I don't want to argue. I don't want to litigate Little Red Riding Hood with you. I don't want that. I want
I'm just
you
saying,
to
like,
imagine.
If you publish this piece, yeah, you're going to have some critics. I think I'm helping you workshop it now.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
Alpha. This is the alpha of your essay on this.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Let's say what the rest of the movie is.
Okay. They boink, and then she's like, "Well, that's
so
we shouldn't
sexy.
Do that.
So hot."
And he's like, I liked it, though. Will you go to the opera with me? And they go to the opera. She gets all tarted up. She looks like a whole new Cher.
He does a funny thing where he's like, they like have relations, and the next morning she's like full of regret. And he's like, okay, we'll go to the opera with me. And she's like, no, this is like a one-time thing. And he's like, it's not a date. There are two things that I like, the opera and you. And can you? I just have one fucking day where I get to have both of those things.
All right. I won't come to the wedding provided one thing.
What?
That you come with me tonight to the opera.
What are you talking about?
I love two things. I love you and I love the opera. Now, if I can have the two things that I love together for one night, I would be satisfied to give up, oh, Christ, to give up the rest of my life.
All right, all right.
All right.
All right.
Meet me at the mat.
All right, all right.
Yeah, so she agrees.
She's like, okay, yeah, I can't.
And of course, they boink again.
Yeah, of course they do.
Yeah. But while they're at the opera.
Yeah. Her dad is cheating.
Catches her dad cheating on her mom, which I think they all sort of openly know. But he also catches her with a man that she's not engaged to.
Yeah.
So they agree to sort of just kind of keep it hush-hush.
And Nicolas Cage does a good moment when just before the opera begins, he does this very Nicolas Cage version of excitement where he goes, "Here we go.
Here we go."
Dude fucking loves opera.
He loves the opera. And I want that. I want to have that energy like anytime I'm interested in something. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. You should get ADHD sometime because you have these little spurts called, I think it's called like hyperfocus.
Okay.
Where it's like, this is the thing I'm into fully right now for like the next 2 weeks.
Okay. Yeah. That's fun.
And I'm going to really absorb myself in it. And when it starts, I go,
here we go.
Let's go.
That's good. And they fall in love, and Johnny comes back, and it's like they all
Johnny comes home.
Like the
Tori Amos?
No, it's Sean Colvin.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I'm pretty impressive that I knew that, right?
Yeah. Tori Amos is not a bad guess.
No, Tori Amos was a great guess. He comes home, and they all have breakfast together, and it's
that's
like,
a good song.
Yeah, it fucking rules.
Here's a clip.
No, we can't play it. We have to talk about it.
Oh, I think it's a good song.
I like the arpeggios.
What happened to her?
I don't know. I think she just like kind of crushed it for a while and then probably kept on doing her thing.
Just out.
Without having so many hit singles. I must say, the end of the movie, Johnny comes home and he's like, they're all having breakfast, including Nick Cage, his brother. And he's like, oh, brother, I'm so glad you're here.
You're here. Perfect. This really cuts down. I only have to make this one trip.
Now it's fine. I don't have to worry about our feud is over. And the brother's like, I don't think they say that they're together. But before they can say that Nicolas Cage and Cher are together, Johnny says, the engagement's off.
Yeah, I think you were the whole. This movie's so weird. The whole movie.
Yeah,
Cher and her family are also all convinced that Cher is cursed in love.
Right,
and Johnny picks up on that, and he says, "Sorry, you're cursed.
Yeah,
you're the reason my mom was dying. I have to as long as we're not married,
He's there, his mom gets better."
Yes,
and he's like, I think now I don't need to get married anymore.
I can't marry you.
What?
If I marry you, my mother will die.
What the hell are you talking about? We're engaged.
Loretta, what are you talking
about? I'm talking about a promise, okay? He proposed.
Because my mother was dying, and now she's not. Oh, Johnny, you're 42 years old. She's still running your life. And you are a son who doesn't love his mother.
And this is my burn of the week, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. She gets pissed. And she's like,
all right, the engagement is off.
And then he goes,
in time, you will see that this is the best thing.
And then she goes,
in time, you'll drop dead and I'll come to your funeral in a red dress.
Yeah.
Hot. Cool.
Yeah, hot.
Cher looks great in this. She looks great. It's Cher. She looks great. Good job,
Cher.
She
looks great.
She killed it.
Yeah, when, especially in the scene where she like cleans up.
Yeah, she goes to a hairstylist and gets the
awooga.
Awooga. Awooga, awooga.
Yeah. Are you allowed to say that?
I don't know anymore.
Awooga!
Do you want to hear a theory I have about this film?
Yeah, do you want to hear my burn?
Yeah, I guess so.
Cher is seeing Johnny off to the old country.
Yeah.
The old world.
Yeah.
Or she's at the airport, and she's watching the plane depart, and there's a scary old lady there.
Yeah.
Also, in this movie, the world is entirely inhabited by Italian-American stereotypes.
Yeah.
No one else exists in this reality. Yeah. Anyway, so there's this old Italian lady, and she says,
you have someone on that plane.
And Cher says,
yeah, my fiance.
And the old Italian lady says,
I put a curse on that plane. My sister is on that plane. I put a curse on that plane that it's gonna explode right on fire and fall into the sea. 50 years ago she stole a man from me. Sorprese il mio uomo. Today she tells me that she never loved him, that she took him to be strong on me. Oh, she's gone back to Sicily. Ritorna in Sicilia. I cursed her. that the Green Atlantic water, she'll swallow her up.
And Cher just says,
I don't believe in curses.
And then the lady says,
neither do I.
Yeah, it's cute. It's a really cute moment.
Yeah, and it's a burn on that lady.
It's a burn on that lady because curses aren't real.
Cher doesn't believe in curses.
You want to hear a theory I have about this film?
Yeah, please.
Okay, this is going to blow your fucking mind, man. This is going to freak me.
If it's your fucking Big Bad Wolf thing, I don't want
to
hear it.
I already said it. I tried to get you to engage on it like 3 times, and I'm not going to try again.
Okay.
This is new. This is going to freak your bean.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to start with this. The mother of Cher and the daddy of Cher are having a conversation early on in this film. And he's talking about how he's like figured out a way to like bilk some customers out of fees from his plumbing business.
Oh yeah, he runs like a plumbing company.
And the mommy says this. She goes, "You have such a head for knowing."
Yeah, that wasn't the mommy; it was the girlfriend. But yeah,
the mistress. It's the mistress. It's not the mommy of Cher. It's the mistress.
Yeah.
She says,
"You have such a head for knowing. You know everything."
Yeah. Oh, you think he's Brainiac?
No, I don't think that.
Okay. You
jumped to the wrong conclusion.
Sorry, go ahead.
You know what knowing is, Tanner?
Half the battle! That's what G.I. Joe says.
No, knowing is the title of a 2009 science fiction thriller starring Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yeah.
And he knows it's aliens!
It's really bad.
He knows it's aliens!
Are you sure?
So don't look it up. You don't need to look it up necessarily. You can if you want, I guess. But I think I'll tell you now, and I saw it, and I think he knows it's aliens.
Yeah.
It's the premise.
I think you're right.
Okay.
I definitely saw this movie.
Yeah. Ready for this?
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage and Cher are having a conversation later in the film. She says,
"Bad luck. That's it. Is that all I'm ever going to have? Oh, I should have taken a rock and killed myself years ago."
The Rock? Tanner.
From?
That's a 1996 action thriller
WWF?
Starring Nicolas Cage.
Oh, right.
And Sean Connery, where they go to Alcatraz. It's one of the best movies ever made.
Okay.
Okay,
Keep connecting
your mind
the dots.
A little bit blown yet?
My mind is like peeking into the little chamber that it goes into when it's ready to explode.
Okay, Cher is having a conversation with her daddy.
Yeah, Cosmo.
And she's trying to explain why she thinks it's a good idea for her to marry Johnny. She goes,
"She's flying to Sicily. His mother is dying."
And the daddy says,
"More bad luck. I like his face a little better."
What do you do if you don't like someone's face?
Switch it with John Travolta.
Yeah. Wouldn't you? Isn't that the first thing you'd do?
Yeah, that is
wouldn't
the first
you?
Thing I would do.
And Face Off, the 1997 science fiction action thriller starring Nicolas Cage and John Travolta.
Why do they switch faces? I don't remember.
Because they're chasing each other, and what if they don't know which one they are?
Wouldn't they have had to catch one another to get the other one's face?
I can't remember how.
They
why
were they in
have
the same room
it.
At the same
it, look,
time.
I can't remember why they have to do it, but it's a really good reason. Just trust me.
Holds water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready for this? Now is your mind starting to expand? Are you starting to see the world the way I see it?
Sure, except every time you mention a new thing, I end up on the Wikipedia page for that thing, because now I need to know why they switched faces.
Okay, well, listen to this. You already said this. You said it and you skipped right past it because you don't have the same kind of mind I have. The old lady, when she's talking about the plane, she says,
"I put a curse on that plane that it's going to explode, burn on fire and fall into the sea. 50 years ago, she stole a man from me."
And yes, I know what you're thinking. You're right. Stolen is a 2012 action thriller starring Nicolas Cage.
Oh, okay.
Stolen.
Yeah, I've seen that one too.
Have you? Is it good?
No,
I think it's like
good.
Take It. It sounds like I looked at the poster and it's like.
I think there was a while where Nicolas Cage was like bankrupt and was just doing anything offered to him. And it made a lot of very bad movies, but there's like some weird like gems in there too.
Okay, well, it sounds good. And then finally, listen to this, Tanner.
Yeah.
When Johnny is talking about how his mom kind of came back from the brink of death, he says,
"And then she completely pulled back from death and stood up and put on her clothes and began to cook for everyone in the house, the mourners and me and herself. She ate a meal that could choke a pig."
Pig is a 2021 drama starring Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage, right.
I think this film is deliberately predicting everything that Nicolas Cage is. I didn't have time to pull all the rest of the movies, but I think this film is predicting every movie that Nicolas Cage has ever been in. That's fucking wild. It's like one of the earliest Nick Cage movies. That's insane.
I am scanning this page for Face Off.
Yeah, okay.
I'm still not even sure why they switched faces.
Okay.
But I certainly can tell you this. It was not a good reason.
It's not a good reason? It must be a good reason. It's such a complicated surgery.
Well, it's a complicated reason they switch faces, too. Okay, I'll have to rewatch it. I can't make heads or tails of this. It's like reading a fucking like MIT dissertation.
Anyway, Moonstruck predicts all the Nicolas Cage movies. Look it up.
I like that theory.
Yeah, thank
you. It's like The Wasteland. Or like...
What?
the books that started with The Wasteland and have Roland in them. And
The Dark Tower.
The Dark Tower books.
Yeah.
It kind of ties the whole narrative universe together of Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. Yeah. But early. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if we can just go and find more sort of ripples. You know?
No, of course we could. If I had had time, I would have found every other movie that Nick Cage. I'm sure if you Google searched a script of this movie, you would find Drive Angry in there. You would find Ghost Rider in there. I'm sure they talk about it. Yeah,
I would love to.
But I don't have time. These are ones I just noticed while I was watching.
Guess who else is in this movie, Jack?
Cher.
Dad from Frasier.
Oh yeah,
looking
Dad from
good,
Frasier's
looking
thing.
Young,
looking great. Yeah, he's like a handsome ne'er do well who courts Cher's mommy.
He's a professor.
After mommy, Cher's mommy realizes that her husband is cheating on her.
Yeah,
and then they have like it's very like heightened reality. Like eventually, like Cher's mommy and has a conversation with the husband where she's like, "Could you just stop, please?"
Yeah, yeah, and he agrees to,
and he's like, "Okay."
Yeah. I think he's sort of gotten over his mistress, too.
What a sweet movie. Let's take a quick break and come back.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. It's Jack again with a brand new update about the delightful family mystery mobile game, June's Journey. I have been making real progress solving puzzles and getting stuff to put on my cool estate in the fun world of mystery, danger, and romance that's conjured up by June's Journey, a game set in the roaring 20s about a daring young woman named June who's traveling to her sister's estate to uncover scandalous family secrets and customizing her own luxurious estate island in the process. Tanner, unfortunately, is still pretty convinced by the ad brief we were sent that he has actually been assigned on a real secret mission to uncover the killer of June's sister, Claire. The good news is that after some extremely frustrating conversations with the unbelievably patient people at the Central Connecticut Steamship Authority, I was able to clear up the fracas regarding the steamship that Tanner rented. But the bad news is that, if I'm reading this hastily scrawled missive correctly, he appears to have gotten himself horribly lost in a hedge maze in Würzburg, which I think is in Germany. According to the secret code on the back of the letter, which to be clear, he's just written this part upside down, he is in good spirits and he is hot on the tail of Grandma Heath, and I shouldn't worry, but could I please send him 40 ducats in an unmarked envelope so that he can bribe the butler, which sounds both complicated and questionably legal. I'm going to keep you guys posted on this, but in the meantime, you can discover your inner detective just like I have when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. I have to go. There is apparently a carrier pigeon at the door with a new message from Tanner. I got a hit segment for you. Okay. But it's not, actually not for you.
No, Jack. No, no.
You have to go to, what's it called? Crime City? New City? What do they call it out there? It's a like a future dystopia.
Yeah,
Judge
it's like
Dredd,
Megalopolis
characters
or something like that. Yeah. It's like Tech City, like... And then there's a bunch of Japanese, like, kanji characters that I don't know how to read.
Okay.
I think everyone just speaks both English and Japanese in the future. I don't know why.
And there's a lot of food trucks, right? And you can get like weird, like so tadpoles, like yeah, things that are frying and you don't know what it is. And it's kind of dark and grimy and there's a lot of smog and then like space cars and stuff.
Yeah, you got it.
I got it. I think I've got it. Okay, well, see you later. Arbiter Tanner is going to come here and you're going to go there.
Okay.
Arbiter Tanner, it is so nice to see you. How's
Hello,
it going?
Jack. I was just enjoying some fried tanners.
It's going well in the megalopolis of the future, huh?
No, it's awful. Okay.
I do always worry a little bit about Tanner, who takes your place when you come here to do this segment. But he's going to be fine, right?
No.
Okay.
It's dangerous there.
Okay. Well, it's safe here.
And that's
here.
Why they employ us, arbiters.
Yeah. And but what you
to
do
to arbitrate.
Here, yeah. Is you arbitrate about people between people who think the movie is good and people who think the movie is bad. And yeah. It's our segment. It's called On the One Hand.
Yeah.
And what I've done, Arbiter Tanner, is as always, this week it's Moonstruck.
Oh. A very beloved film. Yeah. Its importance resonates even into the far future where I'm from.
Yes.
Everybody has he always talked like that?
No, it's a new vibe.
Okay.
Yes, it's a good, funny film. It's an early Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage is a wild man in this film. He's so funny. Yeah, he looks like Wolverine.
He does look, man, this era Nicolas Cage playing Wolverine would be pretty good.
So good. I would had that thought watching this. He'd be a perfect Wolverine.
Yeah,
he's got like full Wolverine face.
Yeah, for
like
sure.
Like the sideburns and everything.
Yep.
I've collected a number of reviews from Rotten Tomatoes of this film, ranging from 5 stars to 1 star, kind of across the gamut, and I want you to arbitrate for us. Who's right? Who's got the right of it here?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so on the one hand,
yeah.
Robert S. gives this film 5 stars on May 16th, 2021.
Robert Smith from?
The Cure.
The Cure.
Perfect. And he says the following thing. Cher, the California girl, did a wonderful job fitting in with the Brooklyn-based cast around her.
Brooklyn-based, like, narrative universe.
Yeah.
Around her.
Very specific reason to like this movie. And I kind of like it, Robert Smith from The Cure.
I thought her Italian accent was...
It was cute. It's perfect.
Cartoonish.
Everything about this movie is perfect. It's so funny. Yeah. Okay, I've got one more 5-star review for you. This is Gene I.
Gene.
I'll let you figure it out while I let my cat in.
Gene.
Bella. Come on, dear. Come on, Angel.
Did you figure it out?
I think you're wrong, because I think from what I'm reading, a gene is made up of sequences of A, C, T's, or G's.
Okay.
In a piece of DNA. So okay. there wouldn't be a gene
I. A gene I. Okay. Well, maybe it's the forgotten gene. That's the key.
Oh, the like missing link?
Yeah, it's the missing link. Okay. So the missing link on May 29th, 2015 gave this film 5 stars and the following review. One of my top 22 films.
Why? I guess he's like, I got the 20. I don't know who to pick for these last two. Like, it's a real toss up. What's stopping me? You know, like,
yeah. Yeah. Why not? Fuck it. It's in the top 22.
Who says? Who says it has to be 20? You know?
Yeah. Why not? That's
yeah.
Nice.
Why not?
Good job, Missing Link.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a part of the segment that we call On the Fence Hand.
Why?
I don't know. It's not what I would say. I would have said on the fence. It's so fun. On the one hand, on the fence. On the other hand, but no. This one's called On the Fence Hand, and it's one where you talk about reviews are like kind of neither one thing, neither fish nor fowl, as Shakespeare might say.
Yeah, yeah.
Alexia P. gives this film 4 stars, which you might think is more a positive review, but like what she says about it to me, like
it's cool.
She doesn't necessarily
She's cool
love
on the
it.
Film. Yeah.
So Alexia P. gives this film 4 stars in her middling review, and she's on September 2nd, 2011. She says the following thing. I didn't know that this was Nicolas Cage.
It is.
Yes, Alexia.
Live the rest of your life confident that it is.
I wish she were here now, because I would be able to enlighten her.
Yeah,
I would be able to confidently enlighten her. It is indeed Nicolas Cage. There
can you like
spot, so many can you, indicators.
Can you comment back to her at all?
I wish.
I guess we'll leave a review maybe.
Yeah, we'll leave a review. Yeah, if we have time. We'll rush through this and leave a review for her.
Okay.
This is Nick. Okay, let's rush through it so we can have time to leave a review. But I wish I could see her now, because I would say with so much confidence, Alexia P., I can set your mind at rest finally after 13 years of waiting.
Yeah, that's
this
him.
This is Nicolas Cage. There's so many indicators.
In his prime, looking great. Yeah.
Okay, this is a part of the segment within the segment that we call On the Other Hand.
Okay.
So I got a few of these, but they're all really short. Robin E. gives this film 2 stars on July 18th, 2011 with the following review. Wish this was better than it was.
Me too, Robin E.
Yeah. Gabriel C. gives this film 0.5 stars on August 6, 2010 with the following review. Ridiculous acting, ugly people, and a stupid story. The perfect recipe for a shit fest.
A little harsh.
And also, like, who's ugly?
I mean, there are, like, a number of, like, very old... The movie's mostly about very old people.
Yeah, but, like...
And maybe he just has, like, an age bias.
Nicolas Cage in 1986 and Cher in 1986...
Awooga, like, to both of them.
Absolutely awooga. So, fuck you, Gabriel C., Angel Gabriel C.
Oh, yeah, you're the Angel of Gabriel. And what's the Angel Gabriel's last name?
Carter.
Gabriel Carter, yeah.
John H. gives this film 2 stars on March 8th, 2011. Overrated. It explores the topic of love by hinting at a lot of sexual immorality.
That's true.
That is true.
First of all, that's true. Second of all, there's always one of these fucking, like,
there's always
cops.
One of these people. And, like, you know, live your life and live your life. But reading these Rotten Tomatoes reviews for this segment has made me, like, think the world is different than, like, I think my bubble is different.
Your bubble's been burst.
My bubble's burst. I think there are a lot of people who are, like, literally still living in the Middle Ages, and I guess I started this by saying I wasn't going to throw shade, but I have. Yeah.
Yeah.
Caitlin L. gives this film.
Oh, there's another one.
Yeah, I got it. this is a twofer. Kay. This is a twofer. And then I have one more, but they're super fast. This is a twofer. You have to listen to both of them before you think about them together.
Okay.
Caitlin L. gives this film 1 star on February 27th, 2010. She says the following thing. I didn't care for it. This movie is somehow boring.
Okay, I'm setting that aside.
And Wahida K., who is a super reviewer, gave this film 1 star on December 11th, 2009. And he says the following thing. Humph, this movie is somehow boring.
It's interesting because I don't think I've ever heard anyone use that phrase before. What was her name?
Caitlin L.
Caitlin L. said it.
Yeah, same. The first time I encountered this phrase was when I saw Caitlin L.'s review where she said this movie is somehow boring. And then the second time I've encountered that phrase is a review from a year prior by Wahida K. where he says this movie is somehow boring.
Yeah.
But
is it like... Millennial? Is it like Gen Z? Is that what we're saying now?
I don't think that's a thing.
Somehow boring.
It's too wild.
No.
It's just very surprising. Either Caitlin L. saw Wahida K.'s review and was like, man, this guy's got a fucking way with words.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Wow, what a turn of phrase. I'm going to borrow that.
Or there's something about this movie that just like makes people want to say that particular like unlikely combination of words.
They're not wrong in my arbitration.
Well,
but
I've got one more.
Yeah, you keep saying that.
I do have one last one.
Okay.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, it's Janelle C.
I don't know any Janelles at all.
Janelle Monáe.
Oh, yeah, Janelle Coné.
And she gave this film 0.5 stars. She gave it half a star on March 17th, 2009. She says the following thing. I think everyone reading this knows exactly what I am going to say about the cast. Well, one person in particular.
And?
That's the review.
Not only do I not know what you're going to say,
Janelle. Janelle
C, but I don't know who the one person in particular even
what
is.
What is it? Janelle.
Janelle's like, that's Cher. Singer.
What is it? Wow. Arbiter Tanner, what do you have to say about this? Who got it right?
Remind me what Robin E. said.
Robin E. said that he wishes that it was better than it was.
Yes, that's my arbitration.
I think that's something you could say about every movie, even one you really liked.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've been totally noncommittal because I would hate to upset anyone.
Yeah. Okay, Arbiter Tanner, you can go back to Shit City.
That's not what it's called.
Megalopolis.
It's called something in Japanese. I don't know how to say
it. Okay. Regular Tanner, I hope you had a nice time.
I didn't.
No, okay. I know. I'm sorry. We've done our burns. We've
vomitoriums are back.
Oh no. For like the ultra rich or just for everyone?
Mandatory. For everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. That sucks, man.
Yeah.
That sucks. I've never had to live with them, but they sounded like a bad idea in the first place.
Yeah.
Okay, before we review this movie, you want to hear something crazy? Another crazy fucking thing?
Yeah.
This film is set in a world where 9/11 never happened.
Yeah, because it's set in like
1987. Opening shot of the movie, they show the Twin Towers.
Yeah, it's because it's
isn't that fucking crazy? It's set in a world where 9/11
alternate
never happened.
Future.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that an interesting choice?
And I wow. guess what happens, the butterfly effect there is if 9/11 never happened,
yeah.
everyone in the world becomes Italian-American.
Yeah, that's
except for two unfortunate people who have like lead pipes that need to be replaced.
Yeah.
They get like swindled.
They got swindled by Cher's
daddy.
Yeah. Let's review this film on
yes,
Rotten
please.
Tomatoes. Yeah. Okay.
Are you doing it on Rotten Tomatoes? I will say I have been getting a lot of emails.
Oh wait, really?
From Amazon, saying a lot of people are finding your review of Only You very helpful.
Oh really? How many people? Yeah. We
maybe
should
it
say
was, no. It wasn't. It wasn't Amazon, or it wasn't Only You. It was Cutting Edge.
We should say that Only You was also directed by Norman Jewison, who directed this film.
This movie was sort of the opposite of Only You.
You said that to me in a text, and I don't see even the beginning of what you're talking about. But
in Only You, they get,
I did then learn that it was directed by the same man.
They get engaged.
Yeah.
She flies off to Italy, unlike Johnny in this movie flies off to Italy.
Okay.
Where she meets a friend of her husband's.
Yeah.
And falls in love with them.
Okay.
And here was the opposite. She stayed behind, and she fell in love with...
Okay. Yeah. I'll take it. It's a reverse Only You.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same director. Interesting. Yeah. But so what are they saying about our review of The Cutting Edge?
A lot of people are just finding it very helpful, I'm being told.
It didn't. At the time, it didn't feel like it.
Your messages. Let's see. Yes. A lot of people are finding it very helpful.
I think it was nonsense.
No, I think it was really good. And do you want me to do it on Amazon again?
You can if you want. It seems like why not? That's where we're having some success.
Yeah.
It seems like that's where we're getting some traction. Our Rotten Tomatoes reviews are just falling dead in the water because there's no way to interact with them. Yeah, let's do it on
Amazon. The economy
Amazon.
There is just a mess.
Yeah, let's review like Moonstruck on Amazon, and we'll use our Rotten Tomatoes. Nobody needs to know that a lot of our thoughts about this film come from Rotten Tomatoes.
Look, this is great. It's got 16 people have found this helpful.
That's wild.
Our review.
Okay, great.
And it's called Hotter Than a Bestie Squat, and I don't even remember what that means.
It's an ice skating move.
All right, so I'll go search for it on Amazon here.
Perfect. Yeah, let's review it.
Okay. Moonstruck. Write a review. Here we go.
Okay. 5 stars, it's great.
I'm looking at a picture of these people. They're not ugly people at all.
No, they're beautiful.
Even the elderly people are quite...
Everyone looks great.
Handsome.
Yeah, everyone in this movie looks great, and it's great.
All right, here we go. We're finally in.
Okay.
Overall rating, 5 stars. Add
okay,
a headline.
Here, I've got an idea for a headline. Ready?
Yeah.
And bear with me on that.
Yeah.
We'll take the headline from Robin E. The headline is, wish this was better than it was.
Wish this were.
Okay, fine. Yeah. That's not what Robin is.
Better than it were.
Okay, fine. That's good. Yeah. Dot, dot, dot.
Okay.
And then in the subject, we go dot, 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 which was great. And then multiple exclamation points. You see what I'm saying?
So you want me to drop down to the deck now?
Now we're in the deck, right? So in the title, the head is "Wish This Were Better Than It Were." Dot, yeah. Dot, dot. And then
I pick up the dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, pick up the dot, dot, dot in the deck. And then we go, "Which was great." And then, like, however many exclamation points you think is good.
4 feels right.
You know, so it's like reeling that people are going to be like, this guy gave it 5 stars, but then he says, "Wish this is better than it was."
No, and it's like, "Wish it were better than it were."
I know.
Which was great. Which were great.
Which were great. Yeah, let's say which were great. That's as far as I have.
Okay, how about this? What else? So, regarding the lead actor in the film.
Yeah. Oh, should we address what's her name?
In case you were
wondering who it is.
Curious or confused.
Yeah.
That's actually Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Should I just say Nick Cage?
It feels a little familiar.
Nicolas Cage.
Say Mr. Cage.
Mr. Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we should probably say also the woman is Cher.
Do you want to just say a new sentence? The woman is Cher.
The woman is Cher.
Yeah.
The singer.
I think we can try to squeeze in like a "Do you believe in life after love" joke here, but like not like the thing. I feel bad about the thing I said before about like ski accidents.
Yeah, you should feel bad about that. It was a tragedy.
Yeah.
We lost a great man and a former congressman that day.
I think he was fucked up. I think he was like mean to her.
Oh, okay. Well, then, never mind.
Yeah, I don't know. I could be wrong. This could
rest
be slander.
In piss.
I could, like, no, I don't know. I don't know. I might be thinking of the wrong person. Did you just have that queued up for someone who's dead that you don't like?
What?
That's just in your brain to say that? Okay. Do you want to do a "Believe in Life After Love" joke?
Yeah. Can you pull up the lyrics
for all that whole song?
Yeah, we gotta find. We gotta have to. I don't want it to be obvious. I want it to be for the Cher heads.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. You know what my favorite song, Cher song, is?
If I could turn back time, which is on a battleship.
Yeah.
Fucking rules.
Why don't we watch that movie?
Okay, the lyrics to this. Sure, fine.
What movie is that called? Officer and a Gentleman?
I'm going to find it faster than you because I'm better at Googling. It's Deadpool 2.
That's what I meant. Yeah, let's watch Deadpool 2. What was the movie with the guy who picks up the woman on the boat?
I think that's Officer and Gentleman.
Let's watch that.
Listen.
It is in Deadpool 2.
Okay. So the lyrics to "Do You Believe in Life After Love" or "After Love, After Love, After Love, After Love, After Love." I'll skip past that.
Okay.
No matter how hard I try.
It's like the beginning of the Bible.
Yeah. Yeah. No matter how hard I try, you keep pushing me aside and I can't break through. There's no talking to you. It's so sad that you're leaving. It takes time to believe it. But after all is said and done, you're going to be the lonely one.
I like that.
Yeah.
After it's all said and done.
Okay.
You're going to be the lonely one. Oh.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, so what do we have so far?
Okay. So far we have, which was great, regarding the lead actor in the film, in case you were curious or confused, that's actually Mr. Nicolas Cage. The woman is Cher, the singer.
Okay. Now that that's said and done.
Now that that's
said and done.
Said and done.
Colon.
Colon.
You're going to be the lonely one.
You're going to be the lonely one.
Good.
Colon?
Oh, yeah. You know, like whatever. It. Yeah. Okay, so that's useful.
Should we talk about the film at all?
Yeah, let's say what we liked about it.
Here's what we liked about the film.
The scintillating film. Here's what we liked about the scintillating film.
About this scintillating film.
Yeah.
Everyone looks great. Awuga.
Everyone looks great. Awuga.
Because I just want to, like, change the energy around.
Yeah.
Whoever that was.
Who said they were ugly. I hated that. I almost didn't capture that because it's like, you're wrong about all of this.
Okay.
Everyone looks great. Awuga.
Got it.
Do you want me to try to pull something else from Believe After?
That it? That's all we got? We liked about the scintillating film?
Oh, no. What else?
How about this?
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Yeah.
In a way, it's like Red Riding Hood.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. What if Red Riding Hood said yes to the wolf?
Chose the wolf.
Yeah, that's too almost too profound for the stupid review. But yes.
Okay, I got it.
Chose the
Captured
wolf.
Captured that.
What does a wolf say? Let's imagine it. Let's do a little cosplay, like a uwu.
Okay. I think they say...
The wolf says, like, my teeth are too big or something. What does the wolf say? Like, my eyes are too small
I'm looking
to see
it up. What does
the wolf say?
A wolf say.
I think he says, my teeth are too big and my eyes are too small.
Looking
She's
it
like,
up.
Okay. No, Red Riding Hood is like, you've got wolf teeth. And he's like, no, that's good. I think, in the show, in the movie, in the rhyme, in the story.
I think if you want to have, like, a cool take on whether or not Moonstruck is or is not, like, a retelling of Red Riding Hood where she's chosen the wolf,
yeah,
you're going to have to learn a lot more about Red Riding Hood. Okay. I think you should probably give it a reread sometime.
Why? I think I know.
Because it seems like a lot of the details have sort of...
I know what happens.
Yeah?
Yeah, she goes to
you
grandma's
haven't expressed
house.
That.
Grandma eats the wolf. I mean, the wolf eats grandma.
See, you're all over the map. All right. If you think about it in a way, it's like if Red Riding Hood chose the wolf.
Okay.
So that's one of the other. That's another bullet point on.
And then
like
say, let's do a quick role play. We'll say, and then we'll do call.
Okay. Let's do a quick.
Or let's game this out. Let's game this out.
Love that. Biz talk.
Yeah. Let's game this out. Call and then new. Line, new paragraph, and then we'll just say LRR for Little Red Riding Hood, colon.
Oh, this is like a, this is a
Yeah, we're just going to do like three lines. Imagine it. Where people, now we're putting people in this.
Okay. Oh, review submitted.
Okay, perfect.
I guess they decided I was done.
Okay. I guess that's it. So what, do you want to rate it back?
Can't. Oh, here. I'm back in the editing field.
Okay, good.
Let's game this out, colon.
Okay, good. Let's game this out, colon. And then so, LRR, right? Colon.
LRR.
Yeah, colon. So we're doing just a four-line play here, just so people can kind of get in the
mood. Oh, I see. Okay, one second. It's all the, I think it's the formatting that I'm having to do.
Okay.
Is what's throwing off our,
Okay. Whatever you need to do.
Yeah, okay, we're in. LRR.
Okay, and then she says something like, I can't remember the rhyme, but I can't remember the nursery, what is it called? The fucking fairy tale. But she's like, hey, you've got wolf teeth, not grandma teeth, something like that.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, how about whoa?
Whoa.
Whoa. You've whoa. Got wolf teeth.
Okay, and then the wolf says something like all the better or something.
Instead of grandma teeth.
Yeah. And then what does the wolf
my
say?
My computer's really chugging.
Okay. All right, we'll make this really fast. So then we just do a line for the wolf. So what do you, how much do you want more? Do you want just you want to end it on Little Riding Hood's final zinger?
I just want you to, I want you to see your thought through.
Okay. All right. So now we need to say what the wolf says.
Wolf.
What do you think? Help me. Work with me.
Oh, okay. So whoa, you've got wolf teeth instead of grandma teeth. And he says, the better to eat you with?
What about something from this movie?
I guess I don't understand what the thought exercise is that we're doing.
The thought exercise is we're imagining a scenario. I don't know why you have so much difficulty with this. Imagine a scenario where Little Red Riding Hood, instead of turning away from and shunning and ultimately causing the demise of the wolf, embraces the wolf.
That's what happened.
Imagine a scenario where instead of that, she leans into it and they are happy. Can you... imagine that?
Is okay, that so whoa, you've got wolf teeth instead of grandma teeth, and the wolf says, the better to kiss you with?
That's good.
But you don't really do. How about wolf lips?
Okay, yeah, you've got wolf lips instead of grandma lips. Yeah, that's good. The wolf says all the better to kiss you with, and then just say they do a big smooch, and then Finn, and then hashtag, and then asterisk Finn asterisks, like, because it's like the end.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
Okay. They do
that
kiss.
We fucking crushed it. I don't understand why this is so difficult for you.
I don't know. It's, I feel like I
it's like too
I trust you, so I think I think it must be that, like, I'm the madman here.
Yeah.
You know?
The weirdo. Yeah.
All right. Okay. I think I've got that captured.
Okay. And then we'll just say a couple things, like one more thing, and then we'll end it.
Okay. Just one more thing we movie. Like about the film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it when Nicolas Cage says, I like that this is set in a, should we just tell them that it's set in a universe where 9/11 never happened?
Huh.
Do you think it's going to get us flagged by moderators?
Yeah, I think it will. You know? How about we can maybe say we like that it's sort of the unifying
You know what we can do at the beginning?
The Cageverse.
Can we say, or is it going to fuck up our thing? Can we say, here we go, like Nicolas Cage does at the beginning of the review? Or is
no,
that
we're
going
to say it right at the end.
Okay. Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
And then we say, this movie predicts everything that Nicolas Cage will ever do, something like that.
This movie
is the key, is the keystone. Let's make it sound like mystical.
This movie is the keystone supporting Nicolas Cage's...
Okay, what about this?
Acting start, career.
Start the sentence this way, though. Free yourself from your cage, colon.
Okay. And then I want to say, like, the ripples resonate out across
the Cageverse.
Entire illustrious
career.
Scintillating career.
Yeah.
Okay.
That seems pretty good.
And then, did we want to say anything we didn't like about the movie?
Tough to say. I liked all of it.
Okay, because we say, like, here's what we liked about the scintillating film.
Okay, yeah.
And one would expect.
I'm just going to try to, I'm going to pull something from Sexual Immorality. I actually did like that, and I don't want to say that I didn't.
Okay, didn't anyone else say what was keeping them from liking it?
Some folks said that it was
somehow somewhat boring. Yeah, we'll say that. And then Jack Shepherd and Tanner Greenring.
Yeah.
Or as I like to, I just like to kind of make
you
it
said
a little
Jack
bit,
Shepherd and friend.
I just, I'm such a bad typist that it,
yeah.
Like,
short.
P.S. We loved this one.
Okay, can you read it back to me and then we're going to go?
Yeah.
Okay. 5 stars. We loved this.
5 stars. Wish this were better than it were, which were great. Regarding the lead actor in the film, in case you were curious or confused, that's actually Mr. Nicolas Cage. The woman is Cher, the singer. Now that that's said and done, you're going to be the lonely one. Here's what we liked about this scintillating film. Everyone looks great. Awooga. If you think about it, in a way, it's like Red Riding Hood chose the wolf. And then there's a new line break, and I tabbed in, and it says, let's game this out. And then there's a new line break again, and I tabbed in further.
Okay.
LRR. Whoa. You've got big lips, wolf lips instead of grandma lips. Wolf, the better to kiss you with. Big kiss. Finn. Here we go. Free yourself from your cage. This movie is the keystone supporting the Cageverse. The ripples resonate out across his entire illustrious scintillating career. Here's what we didn't like. Somehow boring. Jack Shepherd and friend. P.S. We love this one. Submit.
God, that's good. Yeah. God, that's good. No wonder people find these reviews helpful.
Yeah.
No wonder.
So everyone go help find that one and mark that helpful.
Yeah, please
and really
go and mark
boost
that
our,
helpful.
Our
yeah.
account on
yeah.
Amazon Prime.
That help us rise through the rankings.
Yeah.
What a wonderful movie. Tanner, oh shit. God damn it. I didn't pick a movie, but you know what happened? You know what happened? Guess what? You're either going to like this or not. Sarah got tired of me not listening to her suggestions and has made me a spreadsheet.
Okay. Is one of them an Officer and a Gentleman? Because that's definitely one I want to watch.
Okay. Well, here's what we'll do. Here's what we agreed last time. I will present you with 3 movies.
Okay. Oh, you want me to present you with 3 movies?
No, we agreed that I will present you with 3 movies and you choose one, and I will include Officer and a Gentleman.
Okay.
Okay.
It just seems like I have already suggested Officer and a Gentleman. I can just find 2 more and suggest them to you.
That I already did the work. If you do the work in advance,
fine.
Here's the rule for the podcast. Fine. If you do the work in advance in any way, either your wife makes a spreadsheet or you think about it for 1 second, you get to have your thoughts included. If you don't do the work in advance, then I choose it.
Okay.
That's the rule.
Okay.
Okay. I'd like to thank you, Tanner, for bearing with me.
You're welcome.
Tanner, do you accept that?
Yes. Thank you for...
accommodating me.
Thank you for...
accommodating me.
Carrying the load.
Okay. That's a weird thing to say to somebody. You know what? I'd like to thank the bug babies and the sex bugs for carrying the load as well.
Yeah.
And I would like to remind everybody, you must subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/BSCCpodcast. That's where we talk about the TGIF shows of the 80s and 90s. And we are having a great time there. And it's also a good way to support our show. I would like to remind everybody, you must join our Facebook group. It's Baby Nation on Facebook. Thank you, everyone who's done that. Everyone in there is nice and good. Mm-hmm. You can rate and review our show wherever you rate and review shows. It helps us to move through the rankings. And Tanner, I believe you have a live show coming up. Do you want to plug that real fast?
Yes. Everyone, please come to see Experience Share live at Caveat in New York City on September 17th at 7 p.m.
Yeah, you got to do
Tickets are at bit.ly/expsharelive.
You have to do it.
This
week we watched a film. The film we watched was called Moonstruck, directed by Norman Jewison. Next week we are watching either.
Nope, I got it. Either Call Me by Your Name.
Nope.
What was the other one I just said?
Officer and a Gentleman.
Officer and a Gentleman, or The Phantom Thread.
Okay, I choose Officer and a Gentleman.
Yes. Doon, 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 doon. I don't think that's the right song.
I've never seen it.
Neither have I.
All there remains is for me to say that this week I have been Jack Alexander Shepard.
I have been Tanner Greenring.
And I hope that you find your Italy ever after.
We might be childhood friends and I might drive you around the